For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. Drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives. Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The Supreme Court gives privacy advocates a victory, as USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a 5-4 ruling released on Friday morning, justices say police need to get a warrant to obtain location information from cell phone tower sites. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's liberals in that decision.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." German automakers have 3 plants in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in a war of words, tweeting with his Iranian counterpart. John Clemens has more on the story.
Secretary Pompeo has been going back and forth with his counterpart in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, with a series of critical tweets about conditions in the Islamic Revolutionary Nation. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert was questioned about those tweets.
We've seen people continue to be oppressed there. Women who protest the forced wearing of a hijab, they protest. We've seen some of them thrown in prison. Iranians appear to be increasingly frustrated, and I think he's merely pointing that out.
I'm John Clemens.
Representatives of North and South Korea met at a resort in the North's Mount Kumkang to discuss plans for a reunion of family members separated during the Korean War. The meeting is scheduled to discuss details of the upcoming reunion event, including a date and whether separated family members are still alive. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed at their April 27th summit to hold a family reunion in August. Park Young-il, head of the North Korean Red Cross delegation, said there will be a dramatic change in the relation of the two Red Cross organizations as we depart from our shameful past and restart our discussion for cooperation in humanitarian affairs between the North and the South. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.